This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. China flew more than 30 military planes toward Taiwan Saturday. It is the second display of force in as many days. Taiwan's defense ministry and said 39 aircraft had entered Taiwan's air defense identification zone and two sorties, one during the day, one at night. This followed the similar pattern on Friday when 38 planes flew into the area south of the self-governing island. China claims Taiwan, which lies off its east coast as its territory, to split in 1949 during a civil war in which the communists took control of mainland China and the rival nationalists set up a government on Taiwan. The first women's march of the Biden administration headed straight for the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court on Saturday. It's part of a nationwide protest that drew thousands to Washington to demand continued access to abortion in a year when conservative lawmakers and judges have put it in jeopardy. Demonstrators filled the streets surrounding the court shouting, "My body, my choice," and cheering loudly to the beat of drums before heading out on the march. They rallied in a square near the White House, waving signs that said, "Mind your own uterus," and "I love someone who had an abortion." U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday acknowledged frustrations that Democrats strained to rescue a scaled-back version of his $3.5 trillion government overhaul plan and salvage a related public works bill after frantic negotiations failed to produce a deal. The president had gone to Capitol Hill on Friday for a private meeting with House Democrats that was partly a morale booster for the disjointed caucus of lawmakers.